ओम ज्ञानतमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम्।
Prabhu, why is this like so? No, not there.
I don't know.
No, it's like almost like falling off, you know, like that.
I know.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavam Sucha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सह गणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितां च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर तुषे नमः। आजानुलंबित भुजौ कनकावदातौ संकीर्तनैक पितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वंभरौ द्विजवरौ युग धर्म पालौ वंदे जगत प्रिय करौ करुणावतारौ। वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योगा शिक्षार्थम एकः पुरुषः पुराणः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धारी कृपाम्बुदिर्यस्तमहं प्रपद्ये। अनर्पित चरीम चिरात करुणयावतीर्णः कलौ समर्पयितुम् उन्नतो ज्वल रसाम स्वभक्ति श्रियम्। हरि पुरत सुंदर द्युति कदम्ब संदीपितः सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतु वः शचीनन्दना। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
सो वी फिनिश द इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम लास्ट संडे। सो वील कंटिन्यू रीडिंग अबाउट लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु दिस टाइम फ्रॉम द इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत। Let's see what we find there. Foreword. Who gave the foreword? Publishers. Okay. Let's start from the preface. Foreword. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the principal work on the life and teachings of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the pioneer. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the pioneer of a great social and religious movement that began in India about 500 years ago, and that has directly and indirectly influenced the subsequent course of religious and. Hey children, guys, can you go out if you are talking here? Hare Krishna, kids, can you go to the prasadam room and play there? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the pioneer of a great social and religious movement that began in India about 500 years ago and has directly and indirectly influenced the subsequent course of religious and philosophical thinking not only in India but throughout the world. That Sri Krishna Chaitanya's influence has spread so far is due to, in large part, to the efforts of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The present works translator and commentator and the founder and acharya, spiritual master of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thus a figure of great historical significance. However, our conventional method of historical analysis, that of seeing a man as a product of his times, fails here. For Sri Krishna Chaitanya is a personality who transcends the limited scope of historical settings. At a time when in the West man was directing his explorative spirit toward studying the structure of the physical universe and circumnavigating the world in search of new oceans and continents. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the East was inaugurating and masterminding a revolution directed towards a scientific understanding of the highest knowledge of man's spiritual nature. The chief historical sources for the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the Kalachas, diaries kept by Sri Murari Gupta and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Murari Gupta, a physician and close associate of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, recorded extensive notes on the first 24 years of his life, culminating in his initiation into the renounced order, sannyas. The events of the rest of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 48 years were recorded in the diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami, another of his intimate associates. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is divided into three sections called Leelas, a word that literally means pastimes. Adi Leela, the early period, Madhya Leela, the middle period, and Antya Leela, the final period. The notes of Murari Gupta form the basis of the Adi Leela, and Swarup Damodar's diary provide the details for the Madhya and Antya Leelas. The first 12 chapters of the Adi Leela constitute the preface for the entire work. By referring to Vedic scriptural evidence, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami establishes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the avatar, incarnation of God for the age of Kali, the current epoch or time, which began 5000 years ago and is characterized by materialism, hypocrisy and dissension. The author also proves that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is identical to Lord Krishna and explains that he descends to liberally grant the fallen souls of this degraded age pure love of God by propagating Sankirtan, literally congregational glorification of God, especially by organizing massive public chanting of the Maha Mantra, the great chant for deliverance. In addition, in the 12th chapter preface, Krishnadas Kaviraj reveals the esoteric purpose of Lord Chaitanya's appearance in the world, describes his co-avatars and principal devotees, and summarizes his teachings. In the remaining portion of the Adi Leela, chapters 13 through 17, the author briefly recounts Lord Chaitanya's divine birth and his life until he accepted the renounced order. This account includes his childhood miracles, schooling, marriage, and early philosophical confrontations, as well as his organization of a widespread Sankirtana movement and his civil disobedience against the repression of the Muslim government. So this we have read already in the Srimad Bhagavatam introduction, how he challenged the Qazi. The Madhya Leela, the longest of the three divisions, narrates in detail Lord Chaitanya's extensive and eventful travels throughout India as a renounced mendicant, teacher, philosopher, spiritual preceptor and mystic. During this period of 6 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transmits his teachings to his principal disciples. He debates and converts many of the renowned philosophers and theologians of his time, including Shankarites, Buddhists and Muslims, and incorporates their many thousands of followers and disciples into his own burgeoning numbers. I don't know how to pronounce that. The author also includes in this section a dramatic account of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's miraculous activities at the giant Rath Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri, Orissa. The Antya Leela concerns the last 18 years of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence spent in semi-seclusion near the famous Jagannath temple in Puri. During these final years, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drifted deeper and deeper into trances of spiritual ecstasy unparalleled in all of religious and literary history, Eastern or Western. His perpetual and ever-increasing religious beatitude, graphically described in the eyewitness accounts of Swarup Damodar Goswami, his constant companion during this period, clearly defy the investigative and descriptive abilities of modern psychologists and phenomenologists of religious experience. The author of this great classic, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, born around the beginning of the 16th century, was a disciple of Raghunath Das Goswami, a confidential follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das, a renowned ascetic saint, heard and memorized all the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to him by Swarup Damodar Goswami. After the passing away of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das, unable to bear the pain of separation from these objects, of his complete devotion, travelled to Vrindavan, intending to commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan Hill. In Vrindavan, however, he encountered Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami, two of the most confidential disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They convinced him to give up his planned suicide and impelled him to reveal to them the spiritually inspiring events of Lord Chaitanya's later life. So this point I was just thinking, something came to my mind is, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they dissuaded Raghunath Das Goswami from committing suicide. But one of these two himself had intended to commit suicide long before, and he was also dissuaded. Anybody knows who was that? That was Sanatan Goswami. When he went to meet Lord Chaitanya in Puri, so Lord Chaitanya, so he had some kind of itching, open itching and wet sores on his body, all over his body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to embrace him. So he used to feel so disgusted with himself that, I have itching sores which are liquid, wet sores, liquid is oozing out of them, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still embracing me. So he thought of committing suicide. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should read very tactically how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastises him, how he tells him not to do that. He said, how can you do that, that you have already given your body to me? It belongs to me now. How can you break something or destroy something that is somebody else's property? Cheating. Basically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. It's there in the, which chapter it is, I forget. A very beautiful chapter actually. And after, so basically Sanatana Goswami had come there and he was staying with Haridas Thakur, basically. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to visit Haridas Thakur every day. Like that. So, very interesting discussions. Hare Krishna, please close the door. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami was also residing in Vrindavan at this time, and Raghunath Das Goswami endowed him with a full comprehension of the transcendental life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By this time, contemporary and near contemporary scholars and devotees had already written several biographical works on the life of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These included Sri Chaitanya Charit by Murari Gupta, Chaitanya Mangal by Lochandas Thakur, and Chaitanya Bhagavat. This latter work by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavat, who was then considered the principal authority on Sri Chaitanya's life, was highly revered. While composing his important work, Vrindavan Das, fearing that it would become too voluminous, avoided elaborately describing many of the events of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, particularly the later ones. Anxious to hear of these pastimes, the devotees in Vrindavan requested Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, whom they respected as a great saint and scholar, to compose a book narrating these episodes in detail. Upon this request, and with the permission and blessings of the Madan Mohan deity of Vrindavan, he began compiling Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which, due to its literary excellence and philosophical thoroughness, is today universally regarded as the foremost work on the life and profound teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami commenced work on the text at a very advanced age. He was very old when he started, and in failing health, as he vividly describes in the text itself, "I have now become too old and disturbed by invalidity. While writing, my hands tremble. I cannot remember anything, nor can I see or hear properly. Still I write, and this is a great wonder." That he completed the greatest literary gem of medieval India under such debilitating conditions is surely one of the wonders of literary history. As mentioned above, this English translation and commentary is the work of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the world's most distinguished teacher of Indian religious and philosophical thought. Srila Prabhupada's commentary is based upon two Bengali commentaries. See, again, very important point to understand this thing. Srila Prabhupada's commentary is not something that he just wrote himself. Same thing for Bhagavatam commentary, same thing for Bhagavad Gita commentary, same thing for Chaitanya Charitamrita commentary. It is based upon two Bengali commentaries, one by his guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, the eminent Vedic scholar, teacher and saint, who predicted, "The time will come when the people of the world will learn Bengali to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita." And the other by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who pioneered the propagation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings in the modern era. So he is the one who revived everything, you know, otherwise everything had become so degraded. So, Srila Prabhupada is himself a disciplic descendant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is the first scholar to execute systematic English translations of the major works of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. His consummate Bengali and Sanskrit scholarship and intimate familiarity with the precepts of Sri Krishna Chaitanya are a fitting combination that eminently qualifies him to present this important classic to the English-speaking world. The ease and clarity with which he expounds upon difficult philosophical concepts enable even a reader totally unfamiliar with Indian religious tradition to understand and appreciate this profound and monumental work. The entire text with commentary presented in 9 lavishly illustrated volumes by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust represents a contribution of major importance to the intellectual, cultural and spiritual life of contemporary man. We finish the foreword, then the introduction. So introduction is quite unique here. This is similar to the Bhagavad Gita introduction, that Prabhupada did not actually write this introduction. Bhagavad Gita introduction in 1966, Prabhupada was there in New York and he was staying in a room where there was no cooking facility, etc. There's no bathing, no cooking facility. There was only a bathroom like that. It was like an office room. That's where he was living. Dr. Mishra had, you know, given him that place to live. And so Prabhupada was there also holding, you know, thrice a week he was holding Bhagavad Gita discussions basically. Sometimes some 3-4 people will come sometimes. So one day it happens that nobody came, you know, on a certain day. And Prabhupada had just recently bought a tape recorder. First time he had bought a tape recorder. And he started recording his lectures, classes basically. So that day nobody came. So Prabhupada just switched on the tape recorder and started speaking. And Prabhupada spoke for 3 hours without stopping. You can hear that audio is still there. We have that audio. If you go to prabhupadvani.org or if you have the audio collection of Srila Prabhupada, go to the Bhagavad Gita lectures and the introduction. It's a 3-hour audio.
The Prabhupada spoke 3 hours and later on that was made into the introduction of Bhagavad Gita. So like that, Chaitanya Charitamrita introduction that we have here, that is also taken from 5 lectures that Prabhupada gave on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave these lectures when and where? He gave these in New York City in 1967, you know, so early. 5 morning lectures on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that those have been transcribed and made into the introduction of this book. So we'll continue reading that from next week onwards. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.